Everybody, I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from the Black Wealth Bootcamp, and I wanted to share something with you that I hope will be helpful to you in your own life as you try to achieve your goals and do whatever it is that you say that you want to do with your life. I was thinking about something that I read. One of the students in the Black Wealth Academy put up an article that in which they stated that that a lot of mid-level managers are depressed. This article was in the Harvard Business Review, and they were talking about the depression that that a lot of mid-level managers feel, and the disappointment that many people feel when they feel that they've achieved the American dream, and they kind of have this feeling like, wait a minute, is that it? Is this all that there is? And the thing is that managers, it's not that they're all depressed, but they're more likely to be depressed. A lot of times depression can come from having pieces of you constantly taken away or feeling that you're powerless to change a situation. A lot of African-American people experience extreme depression because we have that same powerlessness that's taught to us at an early age. In fact, they said even in lab rats, when they were able to create an environment where the rat was unable to change his situation, he was more likely to become depressed because they can measure depression by the amount of serotonin in your brain. So rats that felt that they couldn't change their situation, they were put in, say they were shocking them repeatedly and they couldn't do anything about it, those rats were more likely to feel depressed than rats that felt that they could actually make a difference. They could either get out of the situation or they could stop the pain from coming, right? Many of us don't feel that we can stop the pain from coming. A lot of us feel that we can't get out of our situation. So as a result, there's a lot of depression that comes. And what's interesting to me, here's the part that I think is really interesting, is that a lot of the people who feel the most depressed are the ones who've accomplished the most, the ones who gave it all, the ones who did what they were supposed to do, the ones who went to the fancy schools and got the fancy job, making big money. They think that they're doing well. They feel like they're living the American dream. They got the corporate job, the big house, the nice car, the 2.5 kids with the picket fence, and all these other things that we feel are symbols of success. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is that true? Why is it that some of the most successful among us end up feeling the most depressed? Well, I have a theory on that, and I'm going to share that with you. Now, here's the deal. The thing about it is this. We were born in an era where we sort of are accustomed to corporate slavery. We're raised to believe that your role, your job in life is to go to school, get a good job, and go work for somebody so that you're getting this consistent paycheck and you're spending more time with your coworkers than you're spending with your own children. You're spending approximately 2/3 of your waking hours on this earth at a nameless or at some faceless corporation, some soulless entity that doesn't give a damn about you. That's supposed to be where you're supposed to spend the most meaningful years of your life. You're supposed to do work that has no meaning, no inherent meaning other than the fact that you're making a lot of money. Sometimes we luck out and we're able to have a job that actually has meaning beyond the paycheck. But many of us go to work on our jobs every day solely because of the money. You know, if somebody says, hey, I want you to go shovel shit 24 hours a day and I'll pay you $2.5 million a year to do it, most of us would line up and we would shovel shit. That's what we would do because that's what we've been taught. That's what we've been told. We've been told that that basically your goal is to take this thing that you have called your freedom and sell as much of your freedom as possible to a corporation. And at that point, you'll be living the American dream because you've traded your freedom for hopefully a bunch of money. And in fact, in many cases, what's unfortunate, many of us are selling our freedom for very little money. Here's the deal. Corporate slavery is not natural. Corporate slavery is not where you're supposed to be. That's not what you're supposed to do. That was an artificially contrived environment that was created for you before you were born. And because you were born into it, you had no ability in many cases to even question it and to even ask whether or not it actually makes sense. I encourage you to do a bottom-up analysis on your life. And a bottom-up analysis is something they do in accounting where if you have a budget, let's say you have an organization or a company, and you have a budget and you have 40 line items and you're overspending. A bottom-up analysis means you start with nothing. You cut everything and you build piece by piece and make sure that everything you add as a line item is justified and you're only spending the amount that you need. And what happens when you do that, when you question everything, you end up with a much more efficient layout, a much more efficient budget and use of your resources. Well, your time in your life, in your youth, those are your greatest resources. Your freedom are your greatest resources. So, if a bottom-up analysis on a financial spreadsheet makes sense, then a bottom-up analysis of your life probably makes sense. I encourage you to wipe everything clean. I mean, look at it. Break down everything you do in a given day, on a typical day. Because your whole life can be summarized by what you do in a day most of the time, except weekends. Weekends are a little separate because that's more social. But Monday through Friday is kind of the same for everybody. Get up, go to work, come home, spend a couple hours with your kids or your spouse, and then go to bed, then get up and do the whole thing again. So you run, you got a little track, and you're running around this track over and over and over again, and you keep running until you die. And so, I would say that. That kind of borderline, seemingly meaningless, sometimes meaningless, very frustrating repetition, which is double because we're black and we're working in a white man's economic system. That's the whole issue that I don't even have to discuss the race issue because we know that that's there. Let's just talk about the human issue. You're giving all your time to this thing that has almost no meaning whatsoever outside the fact that they're giving you the money and the things that you need in order to survive. And you're not questioning that because nobody told you to. Everybody tells you live in the American dream. So you're thinking you're getting the best that the world has to offer. And really you're not, but you think you're getting the best, and you're getting the best and you're still not happy and you don't know why. So then you just get depressed because not only are you frustrated and confused, but you don't even feel like you can control your situation. You can't make the pain stop. You can't get out of the situation. So you're kind of stuck. So, When I make this call for black people to learn how to have their own businesses and build their own institutions, what I'm really saying is, it really what it is, and I thought about this. This is something I literally figured out in the last couple of weeks. What we're doing right now with building black businesses is kind of like the going natural movement for black women's hair. When you have black women that say, why are we putting all these chemicals in our hair and all this stuff that's giving us, fibroids and cancer and all these other things? We don't need this stuff. We're beautiful just the way we are. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Doesn't mean that doing all that is bad all the time. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you if you have a wig, a weave, perm, all the other stuff. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm saying, though, is that if you don't have those things, there's nothing wrong with you. It's not like you need those things in order to be a complete human being, right? Well, you know what? Some of us take the corporate journey and we're happy with it. And it's not a matter of knocking people that take that approach and feel that they can get meaning from their corporate job. But you don't have to do that. And I will also argue that corporate slavery, doing meaningless work just to get enough money to survive, that ain't natural. You're not supposed to spend more time with your coworkers than you do with your own kids. You're not supposed to be stressed out to the point where you're dying early of various diseases because you're overworked for so many years of your life. You're not supposed to feel that you have to slave until the day your foot goes in a grave just to get what you need in order to get by. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So, one of the things that's fundamentally true is that we as black people have to learn entrepreneurship as one of our core values in terms of who we are. Doesn't mean that everybody has to run a business. Not everybody is equipped for that necessarily, but a lot of people are equipped for it who never ever even try. You see, a lot of people, and the thing is, I hate this negative energy I get from some people where it's like, well, Dr. Boyce, not everybody can run a business. I'm like, why do you have to start the conversation with the freaking negative whenever I talk about black people? Or when I talk about educational achievement and I say, you know what? Push our kids. Our kids should be ready for college by the 8th or 9th grade because they can do it. I taught college seniors for 20 years. I know how hard the work is. I know that most 8th, 9th, and 10th graders can actually do the work if they were pushed to that level. We push them to excellence when it comes to sports, when it comes to music, when it comes to all kinds of other stuff. But for some reason, when I bring that up, I have black people that will focus more on the limitations of black people than on the possibilities of black people. They'll come back and say, "Well, that you know that that's just too much. You're pushing the kids too hard. I mean, the baby needs to have fun too, blah blah." You know what? If your mindset is always built on what you can't do, or the limitations of what's possible, or why it's too stressful, or why some of us just can't do it, then guess what? You are not pushing yourself to be an asset to your race. You are positioning yourself to be a liability for the most part. Does not mean that everybody should run a business. Does not mean everybody can go to college, but it does mean that a lot of us can, and the concern should not be on how many of us can't do it. The bigger concern should be on how many of us can do it and are not being pushed to do it, because we believe that we're in the can't do's when we should be in the can do's. So my point here in all of this is we got to question everything. We have to get away. When you talk about corporate slavery and you talk about black people and all of us just living lives that have meaning, remember that this journey toward getting off the plantation is not a matter of it being a simply an economic journey. Actually, this is as much a spiritual and psychological journey as it is economic. But the economic part of it is not irrelevant, because money is power. And it's not a matter of having the power to conquer other people. It's a matter of having the power to keep other people from conquering you. And I think that's what matters. That's what's important. That's the approach that we want to take. So that's all I really want to say. I want to share that with you. I want to encourage you to go natural. Learn how to start a business, run a business, learn how to invest in a business. Go study it. Go dig around. Look around. Learn. Obsess yourself with this. Inundate yourself with this. The same way people inundate themselves with TV shows like Scandal, Empire, and Love and Hip Hop, and they know everything that Cookie did and Candy did and Cindy did and all these people on these TV shows, and they know that stuff like rocket scientists. Well, we should be equally obsessed when it comes to obtaining various points of our freedom. We must reclaim the people. Pieces of ourselves that have been stripped away in a society that is built primarily on corporate slavery. That's what we have to do. Now, just so you know, I don't know what date you're going to see this video, but if it happens to be before the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, of course you know I'm going to DC to support my good brother Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Farrakhan is one of those individuals who has been erased from the history books. People want to keep him out of the history books. They want to act like he had nothing to do with the Million Man March, but he was the instigator, the creator of that brilliant and amazing and powerful event. He's also the person that's created the two events that have occurred since then. I went to the 10th anniversary. Now I'm going to the 20th, so I'm going to be in DC. And if you want to see me in DC, you want to hang out, we are having a Black Wealth Matters Forum at Howard University on October 9th at 6 p.m. You have to RSVP though, and I'll put the link somewhere around this video so you can watch it. But you have to RSVP, and you can use the hashtag Black Wealth Matters, and maybe that'll help the RSVP form come up. But make sure you RSVP. Also follow my Facebook page if you'd like to sort of keep up on what's going to happen. But I hope that you'll come out. It's free to the public. We're gonna talk about some of this. And as you know, I hope. For those of you who've been following me for years, I hope that you know that I'm consistent enough about this that I'm serious about this. This ain't no show. This ain't no gimmick. This ain't no magic trick. This is just a black man trying to say something meaningful before I get old and gray and dead, so that maybe in 200 years I might have some great 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 grandchildren who can benefit from the sacrifices that I'm making right now. And I want you to have the same attitude about your own family. History is long and history is broad. So that means that there are many many cultures around the world, many, many events happening right now, and there's also a long timeline of history that will occur over hundreds and hundreds of years. So we are merely a point in history, and our goal, our most important objective at this point, is to do our part and make a hell of a crater in black history. That means build some institutions that will be standing around 400 or 500 years from now, so that in the year 2515, they will say, "I'll be damned, those people in 2015, they were here and they left their mark." And that's what I want us to believe in ourselves. So go make your mark. You can do it. Don't be afraid. That's all I want to say. I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from the Black Wealth Boot Camp and the Black Wealth Academy. Please take care. God bless. I'm gone. Peace.